Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Folks, do you trust the airlines anymore to get you from point A to point B and then from point B back to Buffalo? And I don't. And it's killing me because I need to get away, but I'm really phobic right now about being stranded somewhere for three extra days. I don't want that. I don't need the aggravation. And if you go on vacation to de-stress and unwind, you don't want to come back from vacation totally stressed out. And it's, look, it's gotten progressively worse over the years, but COVID and the resulting situation from COVID has really made it almost an untenable situation. So if you've had especially recent airline situations that have basically ruined not only your day, but your trip, I'd like to know what happened, because we all know people who have been screwed by the airlines. And if you can't deliver on a promise, then don't make the promise. Is that too much to ask? If you aren't going to have the pilots and the planes, don't sell the tickets. Could you imagine going to a hockey game and being told, well, somebody's already in your seat. We double sold it. Maybe we can get you something in standing room only, or you can stand up in the Harbor Club somewhere. Maybe. We're nice to you. I mean, what are you going to do, stand the wing of the plane? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Unless you're D.B. Cooper, I wouldn't recommend it. Even he didn't go on the wing. He went out the back. Let's go to Chet in Buffalo on WBEN. One of the other things, too, Bruce Springsteen tickets, dynamic pricing. Getting a lot of complaints about it. And Chet, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'll say what somebody said they hated yesterday. I'm living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Except it's not my dream.
I know. I don't know whose it is, but they're pretty weird. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, here's the thing, okay? Some years ago, the politicians, okay, there was a law against scalpers, and they used to park them outside venues like that. If they caught people selling tickets, right, they'd arrest them or chase them off the property. Somehow they got to the politicians. The politicians did away with that law. And then we had people like Ticketmaster, StubHub coming in and raising the prices and all this stuff. And as an example, my wife and I got tickets to go see the Eagles a few years ago. And the tickets were like $400. Once we got the tickets, the face value of the ticket was like $70 or $75. So StubHub, like I say, was just, you know, making all this money on this ticket. It was a supply and demand thing. And I just felt very strongly that, you know, all Ticketmaster is, and they're just scalpers.
Well, this dynamic pricing with Bruce Springsteen, I just want to share a note with you that I got. Springsteen tickets are on sale. The dynamic pricing thing has some people on Twitter going nuts. We literally just saw a guy get in the queue who finally got a couple of tickets for $350. They then jumped to $850. Some people are having success with the process. I'd like to know if anybody out there has had success with the process for Bruce Springsteen tickets. So it's supply and demand, dynamic pricing. Somebody paid $350 for tickets, so then they went up to $850.
And there's a couple bands out there. As an example, I think Garth Brooks, his tickets were all sold at $99 because Ticketmaster was not involved. At least it gave the average person a chance to go see somebody. And I thought that was great.
Yeah, because Garth Brooks could easily... It wasn't a sellout, though, which I found very interesting. But he easily could have charged more and gotten it. But you talk about like Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones, the Eagles. They charge through... They charge as much as they can. Because there's just never enough money in the world for Don Henley and Joe Walsh and Timothy B. Schmidt and...
Well, these days now, too, though, they used to make their money on their ticket sales. But since, you know, they've gone to digital, now they have to make their money on VIP tours or meet and greets, T-shirt sales, merchandise, you know. And but I think some of the bands, they just hand their touring information over to a Ticketmaster like that to sell their tickets. And Ticketmaster sets the price. And if you don't like it, too bad.
Well, this dynamic pricing thing, though, it's a new one on me. Dynamic pricing. It's a new one on me, and I wish somebody could explain it better than I've been able to read about it.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I understand is, like you said, it's a supply and demand. How many people want tickets? So let's get a feel for this. As you say, I agree with that. But dynamic pricing, I think, is wrong on a lot of parts. I don't think it should be allowed, but like you said, supply and demand. How much are people willing to pay for a ticket to go see somebody? I myself, even back in your day, in my day, we could pay, $8 for a ticket and go see a decent concert.
I was never able to get the good seats. And that's why, to be very honest with you, I rather like the secondary market because – I don't go to many concerts, but the concerts I go to are people I like. So if I'm going to see people I like, I want the best seats possible. So thanks to the internet and thanks to the bots and the scalpers, I'm able to pay a little bit more money to have decent seats for the people I really want to see.
Yeah, but make it within reach. Don't make it, a $70 ticket, not $400. I think that's where you and I may differ on that.
Well, I mean, if you have something and people are willing to pay money for it, like if you sold your car today, you would probably get a lot more than it's really worth because of supply and demand. Are you going to turn down the extra money?
No, and same thing with housing. Housing is like people are going to say in 3 years, I overpaid for this place.
Right. And, well, people selling their homes. Are you going to sell your home for $50,000 less than somebody's willing to pay because it's immoral to make a profit? No, this is just at a different level. Nobody.
We're getting off the subject though, and I apologize for that, but I'm just using it as an example.
Well, no, the subject is supply and demand and what people are willing to pay for various commodities, including ticket prices. And sure, people want as much as they can for the tickets, but that's no different than you or I wanting as much as we can get for our homes or our vehicles if we sell them.
Sure. No, I understand that, but the thing is if they're out there performing for a public thing, I don't go to see politicians or go see musicians for their political views. Okay. I just don't like that. But the thing is, I want to go somebody to be entertained. Okay. And not have to say, look at the guy next to me paid $80 for tickets and I paid $300. I mean, what's wrong with this picture?
No, I understand. Well, sometimes it's luck. I have lucked out on certain bands and certain venues and gotten front row seats at what the actual price was without having to go to the secondary market. I just got lucky. I thank you very much, Chet. I appreciate the call. Got lucky at the Beacon Theater in New York City. Got lucky at the Capitol in Portchester. I don't know how. I just did. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I could have turned around and sold tickets that I bought at face value for a lot more, but I wanted to see the show more than I wanted to make any money off of it. But if you had primo seats for anything, and somebody said, I will pay you $500 more than you paid for those tickets, you'd probably consider selling him, especially if you really weren't into Bruce Springsteen. I mean, I could take him or leave him. I'm not going to go to the show. I have no desire to go to the show, but I know he's got a lot of fans. And if you're a Springsteen fan, go for it. But what kind of problems have you had trying to get tickets? But we're also doing airlines and whether they can be trusted anymore. And this is John in Florida. John, you got a story for us.
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. So moving down to Florida, my daughter has to travel to California, to Fresno, for the holidays to go visit her mom. Well, last November, she goes down there for Thanksgiving. She flies out of Fort Lauderdale. Everything's fine. She has a layover in L.A., LAX, at a certain big popular carrier. And sits there. There's a delay. Now it's in like 10 o'clock. It's a delay, about an hour delay. Then it goes to a two-hour delay. Next thing you know, it's canceled. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning here, and it's midnight there. And she's 16 years old, traveling by herself, thinking she would be there at 10 o'clock their time. Well, the representative told my daughter, she was only by herself, she's 16 years old, and told her that you got to call customer service. And the next flight was not until the next day, until 10 o'clock at night.
Oh.
So I got on the phone with this receptionist lady, whoever was at the counter, ripped them a new one because she's only 16 years old, because they can't put her up in a hotel. They said it was because of weather, which there was no weather issue. All said and done, her mom's boyfriend had to drive 5 hours from Fresno all the way to LAX in the middle of the night, didn't get there till 4 o'clock our time in the morning, which was like 6 o'clock their time, to pick her up and drive her all the way back down to Fresno, and they credited her only $200.
Oh, how did she finally get a flight home?
So that was another thing, was being nervous about that, flying home. So we were afraid that the Fresno flight would cancel, because Fresno's kind of like in the middle of nowhere there, and it's not a popular airport. It's like the Niagara Falls Airport of California, kind of. So they finally, everything went through, but listen to this. So on the way back, she got on the flight to come back to see me, back to me. She flew from Fresno back to LAX. LAX, the lady gets off, or standing there collecting the wheelchairs and stuff, and my daughter goes, how's the next flight looking for Fort Lauderdale? The lady goes, it's canceled.
No.
I swear to God, the plane before the next, like the plane before she would have left was canceled, and they pushed, and she started crying, freaking out, because it was like all over again. And she's only 16 years old, and you know, this is only about
How old is she?
Years of traveling. 16. Now she's 17.
Okay,
but this
okay.
is at 16 years old by herself. She has my credit card, but she can't use it anywhere for, a hotel or anything, and I can't do anything for her. So luckily, the lady was wrong, but the flight before canceled, and then they pushed everyone onto the next flight that she was on, and then she was in 2 hours late getting in to Fort Lauderdale, and they left the luggage outside in the rain in LAX, and her luggage was soaked by the time it got back down Fort Lauderdale.
Unreal.
And she got off the plane at 1 o'clock in the morning, and this is kind of a big carrier out that way.
Unreal.
With good deals.
Unreal. Thank you. Thank you very much. Just an unreal story. And kids traveling alone, a 16-year-old may or may not be a kid, but it's grown-ups freak out in situations like that. I don't know how a 16-year-old is supposed to react, but I don't think tears are inappropriate at that moment. Talking about your issues traveling. And again, part of this is selfish, because I need to get out of here for a little bit. I need, just like you, I've been tied up and trapped in Western New York, basically, with one exception, I think. Gettysburg is the farthest I've been away from Buffalo in the past 3 years. And it's actually to the point where driving to Wilson, New York over the weekend was a treat. Like, ooh, I'm seeing different things. Ooh, look, a garlic farm. How nice. I'm scared to fly. And in the old days, people were scared to fly because you were scared to fly. What happens if? My goodness, that could be horrible. Well, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't scare me. flying is the safest way to get from point A to point B. Regularly scheduled commercial airliners are the safest way per passenger mile there's ever been to travel. So that does not bother me, and it gets safer all the time. So what bothers me isn't the safety angle. What bothers me is the idea of being stranded somewhere with no place to go, waiting for the next flight to take me to Buffalo. Or, well, you could take the flight to Newark, and then Newark, you might be able to get one to Buffalo. It's like playing Russian roulette, seemingly, with the air traffic system as it is. And there are people in Congress who are actually pushing to fine the airlines for cancellations and fine the airlines for delays. And I don't know what the answer happens to be. Look, everybody is short-staffed, and that includes the airlines. There aren't enough pilots to go around. Some cases, there aren't enough maintenance crews, ground crews to go around. Some cases, there aren't enough flight crews, flight attendants to go around, and people to clean the planes. So just like every other line of endeavor, people can't find people to work anymore. They can't find people to be airline pilots. And there was a time, you ever watch those shows from back in the 60s? You've seen them, haven't you? The shows from back in the 60s where if you had an airline pilot uniform, you were a celebrity. You were treated like gold. Isn't there a scene in Catch Me When You Can when Leonardo DiCaprio signs autographs because some kid is so impressed to see him in a pilot's uniform? I mean, these men, and there were always men back then, they were like little heroes. And now the airlines can't find people who want the job or who want to work at the job. And personally, as a pilot, I always like it when I look in the cockpit and I see somebody, male or female, who looks like they've been in the military. I take great comfort in that because the military trains the very best pilots in the world. So whenever I see somebody that I think, I'm pretty sure they were in the military, I always have a much better flight, just saying. It is 4:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Then when they tell me to drop and give them 20, I know they were in the military, and I feel even better about it. And, get some cardiovascular routine in, which is good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.